It's Friday, November 13th. This is Big Podcast Daily, a podcast where I basically read stuff. This is all for me. I read stuff to get better at reading. I answer questions to get better at thinking on my feet. It's a topic or process that I think you will benefit from doing. And what I read is episode prep, like a morning show episode prep. And I'm getting my questions right now from a thing called Pod Decks. And it's a deck of cards with a question on each one of them. Interview Deck Second Edition is what I'm doing. If you are interested in marketing information, that's what I'm known for. And that's more or less the kind of podcasting that I do. I've got a show called Music Business Radio. Did a remote episode this morning, as a matter of fact. Terry Clark, if you know her, well-known country music artist. Anyway, I do that as well, but more or less in broadcasting, and I talk about marketing via broadcasting, have an agency. So if you're interested in that, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. That has a podcast called Build a Big Podcast. But for now, since you're here, I'm just going to read you some stuff. Maybe you'll find it interesting. 1 year older today, Jimmy Hawkins, Tommy Bailey, and It's a Wonderful Life. 79 years old, Joe Mantegna, 73. These names get me, man. That's why I'm doing this. Chris Noth, Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Sex and the City, 66 years old. Whoopi Goldberg, 65. Rex Lynn, CSI Miami, is 64. Jimmy Kimmel, 53 years old. Gerard Butler, Has Fallen Movies, 51 years old. Here's a topic. This is something that you can do on Facebook, social media, maybe your podcast. Where did you experience your first kiss? That's not the question I'm answering today. News attack. Research indicates that eating late at night damages your memory. Uh-oh, getting ready to eat something. I'd like to see that research. And then this is the punchline, which explains why no one ever seems to remember being the one to eat that last slice of cake. This is interesting. I knew a woman, and she was on whatever that sleeping medication is, and she was gaining weight, and she didn't know why she was gaining weight. And it turned out she was waking up in the middle of the night and had no idea and making grilled cheese sandwiches. Is that not insane? Yeah, it's that Tiger Woods drug. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember what it is. I don't know if it's available now or not. Wacky but true. Thief tried once to hide chainsaw in his pants. A Florida shoplifter was caught on surveillance camera trying to hide a chainsaw down the front of his pants. Who's been kind? Now I knew this. Today's World Kindness Day. I was on a conference call and they were talking about this. Tell us who's been kind to you recently. I've had a lot of people just being really kind. I think going out with coronavirus, like at the grocery store, I think that people are scared. They're definitely scared at first, but I think people are being more compassionate and trying to be nicer and appreciate life a little more. So I've had a lot of people be very nice to me lately. Let me answer this question. That's it for the episode prep. By the way, while I'm getting this, if you're on Napod Pomo, 30 podcasts in 30 days, this the Sausage Factory formula, this is a good way for you to do it. Read something, answer a question. That'll get them in there, because Napod Pomo, I mean, it's great if you can do like a real podcast every day. That's great. But something like this, what I'm doing, if you do it, trust me on this, do it for 30 days. Go back to your other podcast as you're doing it. You're going to be so much better on the mic. You're going to be quicker in interviews that you're doing. You're going to be better at reading. You're going to be better at thinking on your feet. It's a good thing. So let's see if this works. Pod Decks, Interview Deck, Second Edition. Here's the question of the day. Who or where would you haunt if you were a ghost? Oh, man. I think it'd be kind of cool to go around doing like, not really hauntings, right? But going around and like doing like nice things for people where they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Like, I don't know how that would work. And if I couldn't do that, I would go into the ladies' locker room of the gym. You know, assuming you're invisible and all. All right, so that's it. Big Podcast Daily. The real podcast. That one bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. Check out Not Pod Pomo if you're not doing it. Because if you're a podcaster, that is like time behind the mic. That's what's going to make you good. If you go and look at Podchaser, which Podchaser is like the IMDb of podcasting, podchaser.com. Look me up, David Hooper. You will see me there from podcasts like this. And look how many episodes I've done. Look at the guys that are known for podcasting that, you know, Dave Jackson is one of them. Look at the guys that are known for radio, maybe a radio host that you know who's doing a daily show. I mean, you'll see numbers racking up. And this is how you get good. It's time behind the mic. It's not pretty. This isn't pretty. This is raw, man. This is raw. But this, when you edit it, when you polish it, you can make it pretty good, maybe better than what you've got. So consider that. So consider this sausage factory formula. Read something, answer a question. And I may be putting out my own questions, just like a list of questions for you to randomly pick. Poddex, that's a great thing. Poddex is better, I think, when it's like, hey, take a card, pick a card, any card, and people can have the tactile sensation of pulling a card. For this, it works, obviously. But for you, I mean, a random question, you could look at a news article and they ask a question, an interview, and you could answer that question yourself. So there are a lot of ways to get random questions if you're considering this and wondering about that. All right, I'm out of here. Bigpodcast.com/subscribe for the real podcast. See you tomorrow.